Welcome to Outs Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Outs Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Hey, Ousters, thank you as always for tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. We are here with the what? What time is it?
It is the season finale.
It is here. It has arrived. Thank you for your patience, but you know, life be lifing. And guess what? We had to throw in a couple of throwback episodes. We hope you enjoyed the new format of those recent episodes, and we have arrived at the season finale. Thank you so much for sticking with us through season two, and here we are.
Absolutely. This is long anticipated, right? Because we've kind of like been waiting to kind of do this one, and I definitely feel like this is one of the easy, fun ones. I feel like we've had a lot of heavy stuff, right? Yeah, so let's just jump into it, sis. Like, which one is your least favorite out of all of the episodes that we have done for season two?
There were a few, but here's what I mean, okay? So let me just clarify, because I love what we do. But there were a few topics that I felt were pretty heavy, because, you know, this we talk about things that are happening in the moment or things that are interesting to us, and they're special interests, right? Special interests to us as a team. And I don't want to pick one of the heavier ones because we want this to be light. And some of the other ones, they were just really thought provoking. But one of my least favorite episodes too, that we covered in season two, is the Worthy Book Review.
What?
Yes.
Why am I really not surprised? I had a feeling that was going to be one of your least favorites. I really did. Like, I was pleasantly surprised. I kind of was like, and I think I shared that with you, right? Like, going into it, I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired of hearing her.
Yep.
Right? Like, I had already prejudged, right? Mm. Before we had really got into it and really started to do our research. But I was pleasantly surprised by that one. I actually felt like I was surprised that I liked it. And I think the reason why I liked it is because I realized that I had some stuff in common, right? According to the book, I felt like I had some relatable spaces, right? And then I really appreciate that she talked about mental health and put, just a lot of people are not willing to share. They have that's a struggle for them, or that's something that they deal with. And for her to be of that caliber and in the spotlight and not ashamed to say, hey, listen, I suffer from depression, pleasantly surprised. And I really appreciated the fact that she wasn't afraid to say, hey, I suffer from depression, or I had this going on, or I wasn't always perfect along the way. Because we always see, I don't want to say we see these people as perfect. I'm not going to say that, but sometimes we don't expect them to understand those type of things. Because you're like, hey, what do you have to be depressed about? Right? And that's just an ugly way to think about it. Just because they have money and they're on TV, they probably suffer too. And that's kind of what I got out of it.
So more money, more problems.
More problems is what they say, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's true. I agree with you on that. I guess, I don't know why I didn't love it so much. I guess because at the time, I mean, it was just all over the place. And I'm like, I am so sick of hearing about this woman. And not that I don't respect her, because I do. But I was just kind of over it. And I think as much as I appreciate the fact that we take the time to kind of do some research on whatever topic we're covering, this one for me was like, I was on the struggle bus trying to listen to the book. Like, her as a narrator of her own, maybe narrating someone else's story might be better, but narrating her own story was like, yeah, no, I'm over it. Like, if it was Viola, I think I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm here for it. Michelle Obama, 100%. Like, they're not, they have a way, like, I listened to Michelle's first book, and she had a way of speaking. In fact, anytime I want to feel inspired, I'm feeling like, damn, the state of the world type shit, I'll just watch some of her videos of her, and I just kind of find my inspiration, or it kind of grounds me, because she, you know, seems like such an amazing person. But like, just hearing her talk about her, it just wasn't doing it for me. Oh shit.
So what I was going to ask you before,
it was so rude. You interrupted.
What I was going to ask you was, do you feel like if somebody else would have been narrating and reading it, do you feel like that would have been, or was it just because it was her? Like, do you feel like if it would have been somebody else that would have been doing it, you feel like maybe it would have kept your attention a little bit more, or it doesn't matter?
No, I don't think it matters. While we were first, I was like, oh, maybe if someone else is reading it, but no. Because I do understand why she would want to read it for herself, because she's like, well, this is my story and I'm the only person that should do it. Well, she's right. Right? I mean, because no one else can talk about you or tell about your life story if they haven't lived it. They can't tell it with the same. But, you know, it is, you know, it's an audiobook. So had she been sitting down with an interview and saying it, how telling her story like she would have, for like a documentary, I think it has a different feel to it, because you feel the raw emotion. But because she's just reading her own book, it just wasn't doing it for me. And I can't quite put my finger, maybe it was the fact that I was like, man, this shit is 8 hours of my life. I could be doing something fun. Maybe that was part of it, because I love audiobooks, but it felt too much like homework.
And it's not supposed to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you enjoy it, it's not supposed to feel like that, right? So
yeah.
I don't think we've ever done an episode where it really felt, no, for me, even this one, I don't really feel like we've ever done an episode where I felt like it was homework, because I really do enjoy the podcast. So even that episode, even though we did technically have homework, it really kind of didn't really feel like it. It didn't feel tasking.
Okay. It didn't. Damn, it felt like it.
It did feel like it took me a while to get through it.
What was your least favorite? Or did I miss the boat?
No, I never really shared my least favorite. I just kind of went in to ask you about yours. But it's a toss-up with me. And what I mean by a toss-up is, I mean, like, between that Carly Russell who lied about being kidnapped and Erica Mena.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really a toss-up. Like, Erica Mena, I did not like that episode. I don't know if it's because we had to cover that. And Carly Russell... You know what? I want to say it was Carly Russell, because it was just, I'm happy that nothing was wrong with her, but I was so disappointed in that, in what she did. Yeah. So it would definitely, it'll be her. I couldn't decide. I just decided in that moment.
That's what I feel like. This is it. This is it.
This is it. This is the one. But until that moment just now, it really was a toss up between those two right there. But I would have to say her. That was one. That was my least favorite.
Yeah.
Because of the severity of that.
The stupidity too.
Yes.
Her actions.
What? Did you waste that food and leave that in the car? Like, that's the good food. Like, I'm kidding.
Yes. But I mean, you ain't wrong.
Damn, you could at least did it with some McDonald's. Like, don't nobody give a fuck about no McDonald's. But you
keep the good shit. Get the cash out, then drive. Eat. Get the Zoe's with cash, dummy.
What the fuck is you thinking? Where that car is you using that food for evidence? Because if not, ass shouldn't go to waste.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely. I know I'm making a joke of it, but yeah, that was my least favorite. And it had nothing to do with the food, by the way.
Of course. No, she was less than bright. But on a brighter note, she did get charged, right? Which was not a brighter note. I shouldn't have said that.
As a follow-up, right?
As a follow-up. Yep, she had been charged. She had consequences, right? She was held accountable for her consequences. And, you know, it was a really poor choice on her part.
It was. But yeah. She's forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she learned from that. And she's not the only one. So we do still want to throw that out there. But that's just what we particularly talked about on season two, which we did actually talk about that too in season two. So she's not the only one that has done this.
But she is the only one who, when we think about it, that she eventually just said, you know what, I lied. Like she owned up, she copped to it and she owned up to it outside of the other ones where, you know, they held the lie, but she just said, okay, well, here it is. Let's not.
Right.
Right. Okay. Just get kudos for that. I mean, I'm sure that's what her attorney said to do, but that was a wise counsel.
Avenue to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like, take some accountability because you're looking bad.
Don't make this shit look any worse.
You're already looking bad.
Had she continued with it, I think her penalty would have been stiffer. And I don't recall what her penalty ultimately was, but I know she was charged. And I mean, hey, you got caught out there, hun. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the best episode? Like, out of all, this is the best episode of the season. Do you have one? Like, this is the best. This was it. The GOAT of season two.
So I'm going to say the best episode was the most recent. Mm-hmm. I really want to say it was the one with Peach Love. I don't know what she added. Well, yes, I do. I know exactly what she added because we talked about it in the episode, but she definitely, I want to say I think that was the best episode. I think how she articulated her message, how encouraging she was. I have to say that had to be the best episode.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's one of my best. That's my choice for best episode also.
Yep.
I think, I don't know if you feel the same way, but it really did kind of reinforce the idea. And we've talked about it before and trying to have more guests because we want to share other people's stories as well. But we've talked about that offline, but it really did help. Like, it reinforced that thought, but it made me feel like we are on the right track. This is where we need to be. And we need to be doing more of that.
I agree. I really do. I think that was one of our best episodes of season two.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was amazing. Peach, you rock.
And I definitely tune into her lives whenever I have the opportunity to. And she's so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she likes a lot of my stuff. And I really enjoyed that episode. I know that every guest that we have ever had on the show had really contributed. Like, I think about Miss Haygood. Right. And I know that was season one, but just in general, I find that the episodes where we invite other personalities and get other points of view, like, I can't wait to do more of things like that.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. It was like, I just had this feeling, and I know, you know, thank you to all the day ones. And, you know, we really want to build up our listenership, but I had this feeling that I can't quite describe. I was like, this is it. Like, I know we are on the, like, I can't even describe. I was like, I knew in my heart. I was like, yep, keep it going. You need to have more guests because this is what we need to be doing. We have to be telling other people's stories, but helping them in their own words, not from us. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I'm like, I can't.
Girl, we about to get next Oprah's.
Girl. I'll snap. It's going to be a household name in a little bit, right?
That's what the goal is.
It's going to happen along with some other great business ideas because I don't want to kind of like go off task too much, but you have a really good business mindset. And I just want you to always hold on to that and don't get discouraged because things might take a little bit longer, but I promise you it's going to happen. And I'm not just talking about the podcast, but I'm talking about your talents because you have other talents and other ideas because you even thought about a spinoff podcast and your jewelry. Like, I'm telling you, it's gonna happen, and it might not. It's okay, and it might be even better that it's not just taking off. And I really can't explain what I mean by that. Yes, I can. And this is the only comparison that I can think of, so forgive me, but I'm hoping you can understand where I'm coming from. You know how people say fast money?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like a person that has fast money, they're more likely, or sometimes, not always, but in most cases, you know, easy come, easy go. But things that you take your time and really have to work to get there, it's a level of experience and appreciation that comes with that, that doesn't come with something that just takes off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like an overnight success doesn't always mean best. Not always the best. Yeah. But damn, why can't it be?
I was going to say, you know, not. Damn. I mean, there's some cases where it's been overnight and it's been very successful, but even if that's not the case, I promise you it's going to take over. And it probably is going to take over overnight. Because think about it, people that have been doing it for a really long time, even though it doesn't take over overnight, it kind of does. Because one day you're this, and then the next day, the next week, it's like, boom, damn.
Yeah.
And it seems like it happens really fast, right? I really feel that.
I agree. But that means we built up to it. It's not like we just did one episode as an immediate hit. That's not how it's going to work because that's not how life works. But
right. Like
we can, if it may seem like an overnight success for a lot of people, but I bet you it's not. Like there was a buildup to it and then suddenly everything just falls into place. And then it's like, boom, look who just hit the room type thing.
Got it. Room's taking off running finally after that pace. That warm up, boom, there it is.
And the 2-year hiatus in between.
It didn't seem like it was that long, but it really was.
It wasn't so long. Nope.
It was a good minute. But I'm gonna tell you, our day ones, like one of our day ones, and I don't know if I want to put their name out there, but a lot of our day ones, I can think of two in particular. Right. And I know Hilda won't mind me saying her name, but I'm not really for sure if the other day one will.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to just, you know, put it out there. But they were asking. Do you remember me coming in and be like, yo, they're asking whether we're going to release some more episodes? Like, yo, even, and I know maybe not right now in this moment, but it's those type of followers and listenerships and relationships, right? That we have to, not that we don't appreciate everybody, because we appreciate anybody that supports us, but it's just something special, right?
When for sure.
Like you said earlier, our day ones, like they're like our day ones. Hey, when are y'all releasing some new episodes? Like, yo, I listened to this or I listened to that. And, you know, they're waiting for us and patiently waiting, because those same people, when we started releasing new stuff, was like right there. Like they didn't feel like, okay, listen, y'all took forever, I'm over it. They didn't. They stuck in there.
Yeah.
Right. So that says a lot.
Yeah. You're not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, thank you. Just thank you, everyone who stuck with us since our very first episode back in 2019. Girl, who would have known? Right. Because that's when we first started. It was 2019. So everyone who has stuck with us from day one, that was, you know, pre-COVID, we thank you so much for sticking it out with us, because we wouldn't be here without you, first and foremost. And had you guys not been saying, hey, look, when are you guys coming back? And then, you know, we both know what was the catalyst for it, finally us getting our shit together. But had it not been for y'all, like, really encouraging us, we probably wouldn't have even said, well, you know what, now's the time. Let's jump back into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I definitely do.
It's so funny that we both say like that was our best one. I really think it was the best one. I mean, Peach was just phenomenal. Like, she made it really, thank you, because you made it really easy for us. But yeah, I thought it was funny, but I had a feeling that was going to be both our pick for best. But I was like, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to tell you mine, because then you're going to tell me yours and it'll be like, ah, man.
Dang. Right. And then I probably would have been like, okay, let me try to find something different. But
right.
I like it. I think we do agree. And even when we don't agree, we agree to disagree, uh-huh. Right?
Yep.
But I don't think we've ever had a situation where we're like, yo, we're going to fight this out.
No.
And maybe, right? We've never really had that. We like, initially we disagreed on Jada, right? Because you were like, oh, yeah, no big deal. But then I was like, yo, but what if it was your kid? Like, would you still be like, no big deal? And then someone else kind of had me really look at it differently as well. Right. So, you know.
Yeah. That's true. So do you have, okay, I have one in mind that I felt was probably the most fun. I don't know about so much about recording, but it was fun while we were doing the research part of it, because we were like trying to get like download videos and stuff like that. Okay. So I'm just giving you that little precursor.
I wonder if it's the same.
Oh, damn it.
Oh my God.
Damn it.
Again.
Better not be the same fucking one.
Is it the one with the chair, girl? Is it the one with the chair?
Is it Brawling Bama? Yes.
Yes.
Damn it.
Oh my God. Girl, that's crazy how we agree. We agreed like on almost all of them, except maybe like the first one, right?
Yes.
Right. Oh my God. Damn it.
Stop copying me, yo. Stop copying me. I'm fucking with you. My God,
we're your own person. Just mind your business.
Damn it. Aren't you? Wait, you are a Pisces, right?
Oh, me?
Yes. What is your sign?
No, I'm Aquarius.
You're a water sign or a land sign?
I think I'm an air sign.
Air. I'm like, are we both water signs? Is that what this is?
Well, I'm a water bearer, but I'm not a water sign. Isn't that weird?
Maybe that's why.
So maybe that's what it is.
Oh, no. You again.
They say that air signs and... Let me see. I think I'm an air sign. I'm almost sure of it.
I think you are.
Let me see. I think I'm an air sign. What are air signs?
I'm not the best when it comes to astrology. That's why I'm like, what sign are you again?
Me either, but I am an air sign. I am. So Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, we're air signs. You know, I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, so it's hard for me sometimes to, yes. I don't know.
Girl, I had someone offer to redo my astrology chart. I was like, no. I was like, no, no, and no.
I didn't say no, no, and no.
I politely though. It was very, I was like, no, I know. And no.
Exactly. Okay, so and earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And they say that, so like earth signs and air signs don't really, some of them really don't mesh well together. But I have to disagree because my sweetie pie, he's an earth sign. And we get along like fucking great.
You know what's funny? I'm just thinking, I'm just trying to think what Q is. I was like, what is he? Because I think he's an earth sign.
Is he an earth sign?
I think so.
Now, water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces.
He is an earth sign. That's funny. He is.
Yeah. Yeah, my boo thing is an earth sign too. Like, we get along so fucking well.
Maybe that's why. I'm like, I can't figure what this is. We tend not to disagree. Like, we have one hot button topic that we never got to. But even though, like, we disagreed on it, the foundation of what we agreed on was the same. We were just coming at it from two different thought processes, right? And we ended up not doing that. And I don't know something else came up. We're like, no, we probably need to do this one first. And then we just kind of ended up taking it off. But I feel like at some point we're going to have to come back to it.
Okay.
I think at some point we will.
I definitely heard that air signs, which is my sign and the ones that I read out earlier, I heard that we are like some of the hardest to get along with. But I'm like, how? Because I feel like I'm so fucking easygoing. Like, I feel like I can get along with anybody, but maybe it's just me. Because it's me, I feel like, yo, but...
Girl, I don't even know how this came up. Okay. Rolling Bama 1 and 2. Okay. Those were... Okay, I was hoping it would be something, it was a different topic, but it was one of the most fun ones we've done, right?
I thought that shit was hilarious. Oh my God. Like, even when we was looking at the videos, we was like, this shit, get up. Like, look at
him. But do you remember how it first came about? Because it was like, because something viral on TikTok, where it was like, what are these videos about? Right? Because we kept on seeing them. It was like, what is this shit? What are these? Right. And that's how it was like, oh, wait, this is real. Oh, wait a minute. And then it just spiraled. But I think, so like finding
jokes after it. I'm so sorry.
Say that again.
All of the jokes after it, though, like all of the fucking shit that, I mean, excuse me for, you know, oh, we said we didn't care.
Yeah, we
didn't. But like all of the stuff like after that was freaking hilarious. Like all the follow-ups, like everything had to do with a chair, like all of the different social media jokes about that,
the thing. Different angles, like the different videos I came forward, dude.
Like, oh my God. Yeah, that had to be like the most fun episode, and probably, you know, with my warped sense of thinking, probably fun for the wrong reasons, but nonetheless, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was fun for all the wrong reasons in general.
Like, people like Walmart selling out a fucking damn folding chair.
You remember the chair earrings? So listen, y'all. If you haven't,
Amazon and get a folding chair, child. Everybody was like,
if you have not listened to those episodes, you have got to. And it was called Brawling Bama Part 1 and Part 2, right? Because we had to do it in two episodes, because when things first came out and versus when, like when it first happened, then when more information started to come out and then all the different angles of what happened, where we were able to pull up the full story, then we had to do a follow-up episode. But if you haven't listened, just listen to Brawling Bama Episode 1 and 2, because it was fun. But we were also, there were parts of it that made us, like, we were angry because there was a real sense of entitlement between, you know, one party in the incident. This big sense of entitlement. Was it racially motivated? We don't really know. But you can always tell the gap between people who are entitled and walk around in their entitlement where you can see it versus people who don't. And that was a perfect example of it and how it spiraled.
Great. And spiraled it did. I definitely feel like it had some serious moments.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a serious issue. It brought forth some really serious issues, some stuff that really did need to have an open discussion, right?
Yeah.
But it was fun despite. And like I said, probably fun for the wrong reasons, but I thoroughly enjoyed that episode.
Yeah. Me too. Both parts. Both parts. And at one point, didn't we have to record via candlelight because like the power went out?
The power went out. Do you remember we even made a joke about that? Do you remember you put it on the bloopers? Was it the bloopers you put it on? I can't remember. It was either skit.
Girl.
Yo, it was funny because the lights went out and you was like doing it by candlelight or something. Yo,
yes.
It was a lot that happened. Was doing that, but it was
we powered through.
Yeah,
it.
That was one of Yeah, we listen, we gonna get this done.
It was getting done. Now I know we did, like it was oh my gosh. I had a lot of fun with that one too. I just like I wish Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That
was yes, I know what it was. Remember I had added the who's that peeping in my window? Remember that?
Right. Because I got scared. Yes. Because I was like, oh my God, that scared the shit out of me. And I was like, this ain't funny, but it's kind of funny, but okay.
I remember now because I was like, oh yeah, I got the perfect song for this shit. And I,
oh my gosh. So, you know, we are, you know, we're moms, we're spouses, significant others, we have day jobs. There's so much we can do in this season. What are some of the some of the topics that you wish we would have been able to cover in season two?
So I definitely wish we would have gotten the opportunity to do spa day.
Mm.
But I know that we can definitely add that to a list of maybe things to do for season three, but I definitely feel like I really wish we would have had the opportunity to get around to that one. This one again is probably going to surprise you, because the other party to this was already on your least favorite.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I know this one is going to shock the mess out of you, but I would have to say I wish we would have had the opportunity to cover Will Smith's book and his story. We took the time to cover Jada. I really feel like we probably did a disservice by not covering him as well. And it's not like we can't do it. We could definitely add it into season three.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm up for it. Yeah. For sure. But we are ladies first, aren't we? That's why we did Jada first. Ladies first. Ladies first.
Not that our men are not of importance. We appreciate you guys. I definitely, girl, we'll get into that another time. But yeah. Go ahead.
Ladies first. But yes, I agree. You know what? We probably should have put him on the rotation, but it was just like, oh, I don't know. I'm so over the freaking Smiths. I'm just over it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it would be fair. I think 100%, we'll try to make season three a little bit longer so that way we can do the three brick reviews that we've been wanting to do. Add him to the rotation. And then the other two that we really want to do, which was Viola, and then maybe Michelle's second book.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll plan it. So we can start, like, we already have certain things we want to plan for. We just need to start getting it into our workspace so that way we can, you know, get organized and whatnot. But I'm completely on board. Let's do Mr. Will Smith. And I think that gives us enough time where we won't feel so over the whole topic, you know?
Oh, yeah. Give us a little break and then come back.
Yeah. Like, I'm over these Smiths. But this time, for season three, we'll be ready for it because it isn't so close to, unless something random comes up, right? And then we'd be like, I'm so over the Smiths.
Let's hope not. Let's hope. Yeah, but by the time we get into season three, nothing will happen to make us feel like, fuck, I'm over this.
No more entanglements. No entanglements, no random shit.
Girl, that entanglement. Girl, listen, I'm about to go off topic again, but I do feel like we agree on a lot of things, and even when we don't agree, we agree to disagree, mm-hmm. right? And that was one of the topics that we kind of disagreed on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I just feel like I've even had somebody in my life that definitely gave me a different, girl, a different perspective.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
On that. Yep. So hopefully by the time we get around to covering him, like you said, it won't be any entanglements, no more. I mean, it's always going to be tabloids, but hopefully it won't be one of those situations where like, ah, shit, we're not doing it.
Right? We should probably record it now over the summer so that way, or start listening to it over the summer so that way we won't feel like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's such a good idea. Yeah. Maybe that's something that we should, yeah.
Such a good, all right. Or spring, wherever. We just listen to it now so that way by the time we're ready to get going, we'll have it ready and done.
Right. We'll have more time and we can kind of jot down notes and all of that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
So I know that this is the one topic I know hands down as on both of our lists. And yes. Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit somber because I'm like, I think back to the family. I'm like, wow, this is really sad. Why don't you,
So I want to say that we definitely agree on this one. We both had already kind of knew. I think we both knew, hey, yeah, this is going to be one of those things that we're just totally in agreement on. But when we did the episode on Betterson Wade, she kind of opened the door for some other families. Because after we did that episode and did that recording, I saw more stuff on her story. But then I also saw other families that came forward that was also on the news and in social media, on a lot of different social media platforms, where it was other families that came forward and was saying, hey, this happened to us too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's sad. Like, yeah. And I really wish we would have been able to do a follow-up episode on those families and cover their stories as well, because they're just as important as Betterson Wade. And the fact that this happened more than once, what is going on there? That this is not, I mean, any this happening to any family is wrong, but wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's just sad. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I wish we would have had more time to invest to cover that.
I 100% agree. Like, the other two families that came out after was Jonathan Hankins and his mother, Gretchen Hankins, who the same thing happened to their family. And then Mario Moore, and, you know, he was the third story that we got wind of after hearing about Betterson and Dexter Wade's story. And, you know, initially we thought, like, was there a racial element in this? And sometimes it's hard not to feel like there is, but is it just maybe an incompetence issue, which is seemingly more of the issue now, because, like, the Hankins, you know, they're not an African-American family, but this happened to them as well. So it may have looked one way initially, certainly to me. I was like, man, you can't give us the respect we need even in death. But that's not it. It's just, it seems like they're fucking completely incompetent. And how you do that is shocking.
I definitely agree with you. At first, initially, I really did feel it was a racial thing, right? Mm-hmm. And it was hard for me not to feel that way. And so I do feel guilty and I stand corrected. It had nothing to do with race at all. It had nothing to do with that. And so I was, okay, so I'm happy that I was wrong. It had nothing to do with race at all. It just had to do, exactly like you said, just incompetence or
continuously failing to really do their jobs.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is we sit here, I suspect there's more families that this has happened to, but maybe they don't know. Maybe there's a rift in the family where they're not realizing that, you know what I mean? If it happened to at least three families from the same area, you cannot tell me that there are not other families out there who are experiencing something similar or may not know. They probably don't even know.
Yeah, because all families are not really, you know, everybody's family dynamics is different. And maybe there's some family members that's not close.
Yeah. Yeah,
because they would have no clue to that person is not even here.
And what I will say is like for the Hankins family, what made me think about that specifically is the Hankins family, because her son Jonathan was known to suffer from drug addiction. And sometimes when you are a family member of someone who is experiencing active drug addiction, sometimes the best course of action for each person is different, please. Everyone is different, but sometimes it's so hurtful to see a family member experiencing this that you may need to create some separation just out of self-preservation to help you heal. So, you know, and that was that family was struggling with that. No judgment. This is just, it is what it is. You can read up on it. But he was struggling with active drug addiction, and he was just fortunate enough that his mother was still doing her best to be active and present in her life the best that she could without creating that separation. But for some families, they need to create that separation because that's the only way they can get through it, you know? So think about how many people, the rates of people that are addicted to, you know, illegal, even legal substances, and the rifts that it causes in families. So I can't imagine that there's not more families that may not even know that this has happened to them. I just can't. That is my firm belief, that I suspect that that is the case. And I think the county taking advantage of the fact that, hey, you know, this is a really hard topic. Some of these people, no one's going to care about. And that's why they do it. But there are people who do care. Okay, so I know another one, there's a couple of ones that I thought would have been kind of fun. Well, there's one in particular that I thought would have been really, really fun that I wish you would have done. And I want to kind of steer away from the Wades because like there's just a level of sadness when it comes to that topic that I'm like, we want to keep this light, as light as possible. but I wish we would have covered Ms. Risa Tisa's 50-part series on who the F did I marry, or no, to say it better, how it should be said, on who the fuck did I marry. That series had me riveted from the very first episode. And shout out to her. You know, this is not a paid advertisement. I just know it was a story that I was fully vested in. A lot of people were vested in that story on TikTok. I sat through all 8+ hours of it, and hashtag Risa Tisa people. If you do not know what we're talking about, get on TikTok, or I think it might be on YouTube, but if you get on TikTok and look for Risa Tisa specifically, that is her TikTok handle. You will hear it straight from her, not from anyone else's videos. And, you know, that pretty much went viral. And the way that she told her story, it was frankly beautiful. And I admire her, but I wish we would have been able to cover that. I don't know. Maybe we can swing it into the next season. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, I don't see why not, but we haven't really planned. And then we also have to think about, we try to keep up with current events too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? But maybe it is something that we can look at.
Yeah. And she really did, like, I mean, I think she told it beautifully, and it was, I mean, it was viral. If y'all haven't listened to it, you should listen to it today. Yep. And I think, like, I know we talked about wanting to do the Kansas City shooting, but it was like, well, you know, we cover some pretty heavy topics. Do we really want to add, like, another heavy topic to our rotation?
And then, oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's why we didn't get to that one, right? Wasn't that what it was?
I think it was a we made a conscious choice not to, because we're like, we were coming up to the end of the season. It was like, do we want to do that? Because it's so heavy. And here we go again, another mass shooting.
And then coming to a close, like, I don't think we really wanted to go out like our last couple of episodes to be so heavy, right? Because I think a lot of our last episodes have been a lot more maybe light. I don't think they've been really heavy, right?
Yeah. And it's not just you. Like, I feel the same way. Like, we have to talk about some of the like what happened in Maine. Like, there, oh God, like that was a tough one. And a lot of this, oh gosh, how many mass shootings did we cover? At least two of them.
At least two, because I do the
Maine
the
and
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
Yeah, that was the first. Oh, yeah.
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 So that was a conscious choice, even though we thought it would have been an important story. It was like, no, that was a conscious choice on our part, because those things where people are injured unnecessarily, it's, you know, it's a little bit of self-preservation in this. You know, I don't know what newscasters, how they get through life. I don't know, because they do talk about all the horrible shit that really happens in the world, and they see all of it, they're privy to all of it. I don't know how they do it on a regular basis, because like me and you, we're like, okay, let's put a pin in that one and let's shift gears, so that way we're not ending the season, we're ending it on a high note, not on a somber note. One that I really think that I think would have been a special interest to me, I don't think you would have been totally interested, I don't think you would have been interested in this at all, was Wendy Williams and that recent documentary that came out about her.
You know me so well. Like, that's crazy. Like, I think that's the only thing that really drew my attention to it, was that you and so many other people was bringing it to the forefront for me and shining a spotlight on it for me, because every day, I would have probably never even. I don't even know how to approach it. I was like, yeah, I probably wouldn't even. And I'm definitely going to. I'll probably keep an eye on it.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I think some other things that has been coming up too about her caretaking, right?
Yeah.
The people in her life.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Now, you guys wouldn't know this, but I think I shared this with you. There's very few people who do know this, but, you know, Wendy Williams pretty much got it. Her show. Now, prior to this, like, you know, I didn't really listen to her when she was on the radio, even though I'm a New Yorker. I just couldn't get into it at that time. But when I was going through a really tough time in my life, like, that was the one thing I had to look forward to, because I was starting over again on my own. I would record her daytime TV show, and it brought me joy. Even though she was talking about all the business and the gossip and shit like that, it was nice to hear someone else's bullshit, because I was going through my own bullshit. I was like, well, let's hear what everyone else is going through. But her show actually did bring me a lot of joy. I know that a lot of people will say, like, she gets what she deserves, because she's been like the gossip monger for all these years, and now she's the topic of gossip. However, I don't necessarily think, you know, there's something to be said about her as a businesswoman, because despite all that, she was the only radio DJ host to make it from radio onto TV. And they all told her that she couldn't do it. And she did it. And she did it very fucking well. So from that perspective, I respect it. I know that she got me through a tough time in my life. Like, her show did bring me joy. Which is why I wanted to kind of cover it. Because, like, she's someone that I'm like, I wish she could make her comeback and beat her addiction. Like, I hope that she can move past her addiction and come back to the woman that we all know and love. Even if it's her, maybe a little bit different, but come back, Miss Wendy. Yeah, Miss Wendy, come back. We need you.
I definitely feel like it's deeper than just her addiction now at this point.
Well, they say that some of the dementia, it might be caused by the, because, you know, certain substances will cause memory lapse and stuff like that. But she can have, even if that's the case, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's just her being healthy again, if she never makes an appearance on a radio show, nothing, like, that's what I want for her. I don't know that woman from Adam. I really don't. But for her, I'm like, I hope that she can be her again. Yeah. Isn't that silly?
No, that's not silly. It just shows the good person that you are, because some people probably wouldn't even care. And you make me feel like shit a little bit, because I'm probably one of those people that probably wouldn't have even paid attention to what was going on. And just how you spoke of her makes me a lot more interested, because you brought something up just now that never even occurred to me. And you're absolutely right. The fight that it took for her to even get where she was at after she had been told impossible, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So that in itself is beautiful.
I mean, think about that. Like, and not to say that she didn't evolve as a person, because she had to, but tone it down a little bit. Like, she had to evolve from the radio deep, like, because her listenership on the radio was completely different from who she was as a TV host, right? Because she kind of had to evolve a little bit to make herself marketable to the masses, right? So, but they were all looking at her like, she can't do it. She can't make this transition. And guess what? She sure as hell did. She wasn't Oprah. Right. She won't be Oprah, because that's not her. But look at her. She fucking did it. Yeah, all of y'all naysayers say she'd never be able to make it on TV. And guess the fuck what? However many seasons, they did.
Yeah.
And the most successful is the only transition. Do you know of any other radio DJ host that made it to where she did?
Not even. No.
Oh, look at that. Like, she, I don't know. And I'll go ahead and say it. I'll say what it was. Like, when I first started watching her show on TV, I was mid-divorce. And I really, like, I want to say that show got me through a fucking divorce, because it literally helped me have something to look forward to when I was, like, back out of my own in my own place. Kid you not. It made me laugh. She made me laugh, and that's what I needed. Silly, right? But that's real.
No, not silly. I don't know if... her and other people that do those type of shows, or just entertainment period, I wonder do they know sometimes how important they contribute to people's lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate to that, because you know me, like, I'll crack a joke, I'll make a joke. Even in some of the worst situations, right? I could be absolutely in tears, but in the midst of it, I can find a joke. And sometimes it's probably a little unorthodox. Like, wow, what? Are we joking right now?
But yes, we are.
Because that's the only way I'm going to be able to get through this in my right mind.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. That's what I love about comedy too, right? Because comedy has a way of doing just that, right? Just like what she did for you, like, she made you laugh. And I feel like that's something that I love about comedy, is that we can touch on these really serious issues, right? And we can say our perspectives and even poke fun at other perspectives, and it's fun. It's not meant to be mean or meant to be malicious, so to speak. It's just meant to, hey, this is a serious issue, but in order for us to get through this stuff, okay, we got to make fun of it.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so I would hope that that they would know how important, even though it's not a personal relationship, how important they are when it comes to people in their daily life, and even stuff that's really serious, right? Like dramas and stuff like that. Like, it can make you aware, and it can show that it's not just me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost kind of like what I felt like I got from Jada's book, right?
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I felt like, oh, you know what? For her to be there and say, I suffer with depression, and that stood out to me.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's willing to be that transparent because they have this image.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, she was very candid. And I appreciate that about her book. Like, she was candid. She was like, well, you know, but candid, but I think that there was a lot still held back. But because, you know, editing, and maybe there was stuff that she couldn't say. But then, you know, that's her right to reserve what, you know, what those things for herself, as for her own privacy. But I agree. But it does says a lot, because there are a lot of people, actors, actresses, musicians, that really do make an impact on just our everyday lives. We don't know if they know. We just know that they're getting a lot of money. That's all we see. But we hope that they are, sorry, we hope that they also see the impact that they make on people like us, in helping us get through our daily lives, whether if we're experiencing sadness, joy, whatever. You know, there's a song for that. You know what I mean? There is a song for every mood. You know, like, I need to get pumped up. All right, let me pull up some J. Cole, or you know what I mean?
Yes.
So for every moment in life, there is a song for that, people. So, like, I hope that they do see that part when it comes to their art in music or actress, you know, acting and whatnot.
Yes.
I think I would have liked to talk more about this TikTok ban that Congress or the Senate seems to have been able to vote on, and vote pretty successfully, that the TikTok should be banned. I wish you would have been able to talk about that. But I guess we got to see if it makes it to the next steps.
I feel like well, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. If they can violate women's rights to choose,
snap.
I think it's a highly probable that I'm gonna have to ask all my TikTok followers to start following me somewhere else, because it's a high probability that they can get it done, because they can do that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I can't see it not happening.
That they can do.
I think we should together definitely start trying to gravitate our followings for Oust and for your personal page and my personal page. Like, I'm so freaking close right now to 10,000 on my personal page. So I'm like, y'all so disrespectful. I'm like, so freaking close. I'm like, and I appreciate everyone that follows us on our TikTok platforms, that follows UT, that follows Oust Now, that follows my personal page. Like, and I'm like, yo, we're so close, right?
Yeah. But I do think it's kind of interesting. Do you think it's weird? Not weird. Do you think it's interesting that there were more votes, whether it, regardless of the party that you are affiliated with, there were more votes to ban it versus to not ban it? You know, maybe they know stuff that we just don't know, for real, for real. Maybe there is stuff, or maybe it's a way of censorship.
I think it's censorship. I think it has. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I swear to God, I think that's what it has to do with.
I can't pinpoint it. I mean, if it's a national security issue, I could really understand the whys of it. And the fact that they're both agreeing on it, I'm like, oh Lord, maybe there's more to this. But there's the flip side of that is like, are you really just trying to censorship because it's the one place that people can really kind of say whatever the fuck they want? But then you think about how they treat BIPOC community. It's like, what is it?
I don't know, but I just feel like, I feel like so many other people that have been speaking out about it, like, isn't this against what what it says about the United States. So many things that have been happening. I feel like, isn't it against what the Constitution says? Isn't it against what we supposedly stand for? Like, isn't that against everything that we say about us? Right?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. Yes and no, right? Because it's like, it's like when you have people who say whatever the fuck they want to say, whether if it's wrong or right. You can say whatever you want, but at the same time, there is, and classified as freedom of speech. But should it be true? I think so. Should it be responsible? 100%. It should be responsible, right? Because when you're irresponsible with it, then you got people getting swatted. Swatted? Is that the word? What were we talking about with CoinCop? Docs. That's what. Sorry, docs.
All right.
Right.
But sometimes we're docs for no reason. Because remember, I told you they got me. They violated me for no reason. I'm like, what the hell? Well, I didn't even do anything.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, so there has to be, but that's exactly it. Like, it has to be, you have to, there is a freedom of speech, and but you should be responsible with it. Like, as far as being truthfully and honest and not putting other people in danger. So yeah, that we should have freedom. It's a very delicate, such a delicate balance. There's a very fine line before you start tipping in the wrong way, in the wrong direction.
I feel like, can I say this really quickly? Mm-hmm. I feel like the problem, part of the problem is, and please forgive me if it comes off harsh or wrong or however, but part of the problem is that people are so effing sensitive. And I mean, that goes clear across the board. And what I mean by that is there used to be a time where people had the right to their opinions and that's it. And I still feel that way. I don't. Okay. And we talked about this. Like, I can't judge you because you don't like me as a Black person. You have the right to your feelings. But just like you don't like me for being a Black woman or a Black person or minority or whatever it is that you consider me, biracial, just like you have the right to that, I have the right to how I feel too. And I feel like that's where the problem is that if you don't like me for whatever reason, you might not like me because I'm a little overweight right now. Who knows why you don't? You have the right. You have the right to feel the way you feel. And I think that we've kind of came from that to a degree, right? Like, why we can't agree to disagree? Or why do we have to take it so personal? Like, I don't take it personal if you don't like me. But I don't take it personal because, hell, I got an issue with me being a little chunky too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it goes deeper than that. But, like, who's to tell somebody else how the hell they should feel? I can't tell somebody how to feel. You'll be losing out if you don't like me because of my skin color or because you don't like me because I'm a woman, because I'm a good person to have on your team. Right? So it's your loss. So I can't take, I don't take, oh, well, that sounds personal. Like, oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think what it becomes is that people can be very irresponsible with it. And I don't know what their intention is behind this or why there was a high vote for them to decide to ban it. I think, though, as the average citizen, we are not allowed to know everything. Not allowed. We're not supposed to know everything because there's a reason. They need us out there working, making money so we can pay our taxes, so we can fund the government. So are they able to tell us everything? Nope. Should we know everything?
No,
probably not.
I don't want to know either.
You know, if the aliens are coming, I probably would not want to know that.
I don't want to know.
You know what I'm saying? So we probably don't even know, because you cannot create mass hysteria. So I'm sure that there's pieces and elements of this that we probably don't know, and maybe we don't want to know. I just know that whatever information can be learned about me is probably not important enough in the grand scheme of how our, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like, if this is true, if they are, what they're doing with our data, that is a real concern, because you don't know. You do not know what type of, what they can learn about us as a country by this data that they're taking from us. That is a very
fair thing. I can't even deny it. We both know, we have said, like, look, we can tell, like, do they create a safe environment for everybody? No. Hashtag coin cot. So yes, we know that also. I think there's more to this story. The part I do question, I'm like, is there any element of this that, because it does seem like a place where people are free to say whatever they want. Is that part of the reason? Because, you know, there's plenty of creators on the app that have a lot to say against, you know, certain political figures. Like, is that why? Because they don't want us really talking about that shit? The masses talking about it versus what we're just seeing on mainstream news? Like, is that part of it? There's a part of me that feels like that might be part of it. I could be completely wrong. Am I going to dig into it? Nope, because I got a real, you know, I got a life to live and I ain't got the time for it. But a part of me kind of might feel like that might have something to do with it. Because there's tons of things that I have learned on TikTok that I would not have known. I would not have known had it not been for TikTok. You know what I mean? So it's like, no. But I think the bigger issue is they somehow managed to get this passed, but there's a lot of other things that you could be focused on that would help the average citizen, bigger things that would help the average citizen. But I just think that they could be doing more for us as individual citizens that could really help us versus coming together on this, like, hey, you know, let's make more affordable housing. Let's make housing affordable, period. That's the thing. When you consider homelessness in this country, why aren't you doing more about that? Or I don't know, like doing something about the auto industry and the fact that they are charging arm and legs for cars. They're charging, you know, prices that there's a lot of people that are going to be underwater on their vehicle, things like that. Like, let's find more things to come to agreement upon versus fucking TikTok. Just, you know.
I agree how they're giving away. Did you hear, like, what was it in New York? They're like really under fire because they're helping and giving money to all of these immigrants that's coming from other countries and helping them. But there's people that's homeless on the street. Here.
Yeah. I mean, that's a legitimate thing. Like,
and I'm like, wow.
Like, it's like this. It's the same concept when you think about how much money is going overseas. I understand why there's money going overseas, right? Because there's preconceived agreements and stuff that we have put into place as a country, right? So we have to honor our agreements. But you're putting a lot of money. We're giving the most money, I think, out of any other country. Why not put some of that money here when we have a huge homeless population? There's kids that don't eat. We don't have affordable fucking health care. And even if we have healthcare, for most people, those deductibles are so high, we can't even use the insurance that we pay for. So of all the things, like, let's make certain medications cheaper. How about that? You know, of all the things, TikTok is the best you can come up with. So there's this level of frustration that I'm happy we weren't able to cover it in this season, because I think we have to learn more about it, and that won't come before the end of the season because it literally just kind of happened. And now we're already definitely passionate about it. Can you imagine? You see that shit?
Yeah, like, so maybe season three, maybe that's something that we could talk about. I don't know if it'll be kind of like, by that time we'll find out if it's ever actually going to push through, right? Yeah. Like,
if it's going to be a non-issue.
I hope to tackle that on as well. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to try to take the lead on that and try to see if I can get all of our followers for Ous Now and try to push a lot of that out to see if we can get them to go over to the Ous Now Instagram and Facebook or other social media avenues, because this one is kind of up in the air. I kind of thought it was over with. Because they did try to do this one time before, right? Yep. And then it kind of like
fell flat,
dropped off, right, fell flat. And then now I see they're back at it.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I was like, oh, yeah, I think we probably should keep that, move that into season three, because we're here like, rah, these mother effers.
Yeah, definitely. I'm in my feelings. I might be in my feelings because that's where I have the most.
We're vested, yo.
We have the bulk of our followers like there, and I'm like, what the hell?
Like, I don't even have that many followers, but there's a handful of people that I feel like I want to watch more of that I can't. And like one is an attorney, like she goes through all these legal briefs, and I'm like, she's like, I love listening to watching her TikToks because of that. Because it's like, if you want to know anything about what's happening, you need to see what's happening now, but from a legal perspective. And what, so like, I don't want to lose access to that, because when I'm done with school, like, guess what? I'm gonna have like a week where I'm just gonna be on fucking TikTok all day. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
I, look, you know, TikTok is like, I think that has been our biggest avenue of advertising too, right? Has it not? And then I'm not gonna lie, me and my babe, like, we do like, we call it toxic, what is it? TikTok toxic? That's what we call it. But like, but we have like really good discussions based off of some of the lives and some of the shit that people say in those lives, like especially the one about the men and child support and women and body count and like,
oh my gosh, I love that. So there's a lady, oh my gosh, she's just on like 10 o'clock and I'm like, I can't be on TikToks at work. I wish, but I can't. But she talks about body count a lot. And yes, so yes. Yes, girl, I'm with you.
Like, yeah. It like, it has like, and some of the stuff that they talk about, it like really is good conversation starters. Mm-hmm. Cause like, we'll start off, like, we'll actually send each other lives like during the day.
Like, look, like, what you missing? I like, listen to this shit. But yeah, dude. Like, I don't know, like even now I've been watching a lot, like I'm like, okay, I'm about to go to bed, let me just catch up on my TikTok, and they're talking about, where's Kate Middleton? Like, where is she? Where is that lady? And suddenly there's gonna be a big announcement from across the pond. I'm like, I am waiting, when is it gonna happen? I need some gossip so I can where is she? Where's the princess?
Dude. Yeah, I definitely.
We don't want to lose TikTok, if you can't tell.
Wait. Doesn't that sound like a video game? I'm not trying to be. I know that's probably like wrong of me to say that, but doesn't it sound like a video game? Like, where's Kate? Like, you know, like in the Mario Brothers where you had to go save the princess.
Where's,
you know, Mario?
Where's Princess Kate? Find her in the crowd. Oh, wait, it was this Photoshop image. That ain't Kate.
That ain't her.
Like, come on. I am a little bit invested in this, even though I'm like, I'm a little bit invested. I want to know where she is. I do. Okay. I can't help it. But this is why TikTok is kind of, it's so much fun. Putting the other stuff aside, TikTok is quite fun. You have a lot of like original creators that, if you're looking for something funny, TikTok's got it. You want something serious, TikTok's got it. You want a whole story, hashtag Risa Tisa, TikTok has got it. You know, so
girl,
TikTok's got girl. It's got all the entertainment. Like, who needs regular TV when you have TikTok? Just saying.
I'm just saying, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe they're losing sponsorship. Like, I don't know.
Barely entertained. Like, they're on hours on TikTok, but it'd be. I'm just saying. Like, yes. I would have never thought that I would be that invested in any social media platform. If I'm being 100% honest with you, but the main thing that really drew me to the TikTok that I know I brung to, I think we both realized it after we really started using it, is how supportive the creators are towards one another. And that's what had me gravitating towards it. I was like, yo, this is really dope. You go on and like some of their videos, they come on and check your stuff out. They're liking your content. And it's a supportive thing, like amongst everyone. I feel like everybody's on here for like this. Everybody's like has, and I'm not gonna say everyone, let me not say that either, but I find a lot of support, like all the other social media platforms. And I know I've said that before. You would seem like you would get more support from, like, you know, other social media platforms where you actually know those people. Like, I don't have anybody on my social media that I don't actually know. Like, it's either somebody I went to high school, somebody I worked with, a family, distant family, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, friends.
Yeah.
So, but you would think that that's where you would get the majority of your support from, but that's just not. Nope. It's like random strangers are like, yo, I like what the heck you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they'll start just sharing your stuff, right? So that's what I love about TikTok. It's people that I don't know. People that I probably will never, ever meet a day in my life, right? But are so supportive of a
it's unique as hell. Like, it's a very unique platform, and I can see why it does so well. And I can see why some of these other platforms might be a little bit hating. I mean, hating Nation. Like maybe they're trying, maybe they're hating, they're like, man, TikTok's getting all this money, we need some of that. I don't know, I'm just joking, okay, I wasn't going all conspiracy theory, I just thought it was kind of funny, but like, you know, there's a lot there more for TikTok, there's a lot more entertainment on TikTok because there really is something for everybody, so I hope that, like, I hope they don't push this through, I really do, or I, yeah, I just hope that they don't. But at the same time, I do hope that there's nothing nefarious going on with how they're processing and or using the information that they're. Yeah, I hope that too. But that's it, folks. That's it, folks. That is the season finale. We hope that you enjoyed it. We are prepping for season three. Okay, so don't fear. We're going to be even back, even better, even more organized than our previous seasons. And we think you're going to love what we have coming for season three.
Absolutely. Thank you for all of our new listeners, our new ousters. Thank you for all of our day ones ousters that have been so patient and supportive, and not just patient and supportive, but definitely encouraging. Like, what are y'all waiting for? Like, why are y'all not recording more stuff? And we appreciate all of you guys so much. And we'll be right back. Because that's what we're going to be. We're going to be right back. Just like Pete said, we're already working on season three. So we're coming. We're going to do that.
Yes.
And better. And
speak that into existence, people.
Yes. We're going to take off. And it's all thanks to you guys. Our day ones, our new outfits, it's all thanks to you guys. So we appreciate y'all. And just as always, feedback. We are here for it. Feedback and suggestions. What would y'all like to hear for season three? What would y'all like us to cover? We're here for it. And, you know, we definitely need that. And we appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate all of you guys. Thank you for sticking through it with season two. And stay tuned. We'll be back.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.